Because without the Lord, we're going to be in trouble. But with Him, we're going to make it. Amen? Amen. Father, we just submit this time with You and this word that had become alive for that the body of Christ would have a great joy in seeing themselves from a new perspective. In Jesus' name. The first thing that I want you to go to is Luke chapter 4. So if you go to Luke chapter 4, we're going to take a quick peek at what happens to the Lord when He is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, remember, He's 30 years old. He's just been baptized. And in verse 4, it says, Jesus full, verse 1, Jesus full of the Holy Spirit returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. I press to you, led or guided by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days He was tempted by the devil. Now you say, well, why would God's Holy Spirit send our Savior to be tempted? Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? Not really. Because if the Holy Spirit sends you into a space or a set of circumstances that you don't understand, recognize that He alone, and this confirms the word that you got, put His hands and His feet. Where? How? Well, take my hand and go. My feet will show you where. Amen? For 40 days He was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them He was hungry. The devil said to Him, if You are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread, etc. Our Savior responds, it is written. So it gives you an understanding of how you're to respond when you're in a space that you don't understand or a temptation that you don't understand. And He responds, man does not live by bread alone. Verse 5, the devil led Him up to a high place and showed Him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And He said to Him, I will give you all their authority and splendor. For it has been given to Me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship Me, it will all be yours. Anybody know that the enemy was listening in on God's promise to the Son? Yeah. Job chapter 1 tells you the enemy definitely has an ear, and he knows about Jesus. He also knows what the future was for Jesus, and he was doing everything he could. Now, you say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Why does that have something to do with me? You are a part of Jesus as well. You are the corporate Christ. You are the corporate anointed Son of the Most High God. Corporately, you have an anointing upon you to do a work. And you can respond to the enemy. It was written, man does not live by bread alone. It is also written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Not selfishness or any other plan that you may have. Amen? Verse 9, the devil led Him to Jerusalem and had Him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, notice again, it's always if you are. He's not boldly declaring what God already told him, because if you remember, when he was being baptized, the heavens opened and the Lord released His word. This is mine. He didn't say you are, you might be. Are you a part of the living Christ? Yeah, you are. But the enemy will tell you, if you were, you wouldn't have any of these problems. You wouldn't have any of these headaches, etc. After all, everybody would treat you sweet. But I've got news for you. As they treated the first son, they will also treat... problems?
Being tested.
Being tested, right. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. Notice again, the enemy knows the word. But he twists it just a wee bit. Okay? If you are. Creating what? Doubt. Creating questions about you, who you are in Christ. Okay? So that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Jesus answered, I say, it says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Now, again, are you the Lord over the enemy? Yeah.
In Christ.
In Christ, we're the Lord over the enemy. We have all authority. Mm-hmm. Are you in Christ? If you take yourself out of Christ, you're just a little member of a group of people that get together a couple times a week. Amen? Verse 13, when the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. More opportune time. Another opportunity, another time slot. Watch verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. He didn't return on his own. He worked under the anointing of the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues and everyone praised him. Verse 15 is very important. Are you ready for the praise of people as a corporate body? How are you going to react when they think of you as they thought of the Messiah? Are you going to be proud and say, ha ha, we did it all? Or are you going to be humble and say, he did it all? He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. What does that mean now? For you. Can you find the place where it is written about you in the book? You got a whole Bible in front of you. What does it say about you personally? As a corporate anointed Christ, as well as a spirit-filled individual. Huh? Yeah, no kidding. You sure? Are you positive?
Yes.
Say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Because he has anointed me. To preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me. To proclaim freedom. For all the prisoners. A recovery of sight for the blind. And to release the oppressed. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now. Is this you?
Yes.
Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendants and sat down. Now, up till now, there was an Elijah chair in the temple. Where do you think he sat?
Right where he wasn't supposed to.
Right on. That chair was supposed to be reserved for Elijah only, and he sat on it. I remember one year that we celebrated the Feast of Passover. Actually, we had a full Seder supper. I can't tell you how many lamb's legs we cooked, but we did a lot of them. Okay? And it was awesome. And we set up a table for Elijah and a chair for Elijah. We set it all up in one corner, and it was an awesome evening. And one of the saints who knew nothing, absolutely nothing, of what we had done or why we, because we said nothing. We just left it there. Okay? It was well decorated. It was very nice. It was a beautiful evening. I can't tell you how many people we fed, but it was a lot. One person had a word of knowledge. And they saw a vision of Elijah sitting there. And they had no knowledge of what we had done. They were barely knowing the Lord. They didn't even know the scripture. God uses the children to baffle those who think they know it all. And when that information was given to me, I began to weep because the tears were just flowing out of my eyes and I couldn't stop. Because I knew this was God's doing, because this person had zero information. There was no head knowledge, you understand? There was no studying for months and years. They didn't have a degree in the Word. They had a degree in the Holy Ghost. They were anointed for that moment to give us a word of knowledge that gave us courage to keep on going. He sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue was fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me. Physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum." So his reputation was now being questioned. "I tell you the truth," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon, which was outside of Israel. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman, the Syrian. And all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, and in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way." He walked right through the crowd. In other words, there was a protection upon him. He was not due to be killed that day. Why? He hadn't fulfilled his destiny. If you look at Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 3, immediately following his temptation, the patterned son went into his hometown of Nazareth and into his home church, the local synagogue. There in the midst of those who had watched the boy carpenter become a full-grown man, he proclaimed his foreordained destiny with and from the volume of the book. Jesus is our pattern, our example. My prayer and heartfelt purpose are as follows for you. Is that you will now be able to open the same book and discover the place where it is written concerning you and his own predetermined choice for your life. You had a place in the meeting. Humble yourself. Quiet your hearts. Come aside from the cares of this world. Listen to the voice of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He will help you to remember the words of your Maker. "You are my child. I have something that I want you to do for me." That's God's word to you. Receive now in Jesus' name an abundant entrance into all that your Father decreed about you and over you before the foundations of the world. Everything good that he has foreordained for your life, your family, and your ministry. In the name of the Lord, I bind you to every promise that God ever made for you. This is what I saw. I want you to take your Bibles. I want you to put it on the chair, and I want you to stand up. The scripture says in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I want you to lift your hands to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I am your son.
I am your son.
Or your daughter.
Or your daughter.
And I am doing only what you tell me to do. By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
I bind myself to every promise.
That God,
my Father,
has decreed about me.
And has ordained for me.
And I shall complete my mission.
That which was ordained for me. From the beginning of the foundation of the earth.
When I was together
with all the other spirits
dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ
to do a work for him and him alone not to satisfy myself
but to satisfy the one
who laid on that cross poured out his blood
to wash away
all of my iniquity
all of my guilt
and all my predetermined thoughts
I now lay them down
and I say Lord
Jesus Christ
have your way with me
hallelujah
and get through to me
hallelujah.